move, Suriname's military commander, Desi Bouterse, pulls the country's opposing factions together on one platform. The ACP Secretary General Edwin Carrington prepares to leave his post after a 13-year run, and Jamaican Jim Williams to become the first black mayor of Bristol. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In a dramatic move that has raised hopes of an end to the armed conflict in Suriname, Army Commander Desi Bouterse has publicly joined hands with the parties involved in a promise to stop the violence. As Chandra Van Binnendyke reports from Paramaribo, Commander Bouterse took the bold step at a mass rally on Sunday, marking the 10th anniversary of his military takeover.
Bouterse called Jungle Commando leader Ronnie Brunswick and the leadership of the Tucayana Amerindian movement next to him on the platform. They both made statements emphasizing their intention to make peace and calling on the government to finalize their joint efforts to end the war and bring development for the people in the interior. Their coming together means a major turning point in the war Ronnie Brunswick started 4 years ago to topple the Bouterse regime. But after Bouterse had lost state power in the 1987 election, Brunswick's Jungle Commando continued its guerrilla war as a means of pressure in its demands for development of the interior. The joint presence of the former opponents on a public platform signifies more favorable conditions for peace talks and expectations that after months of talking, actual steps can now be taken to materialize this. Overall tranquility seems, however, not an immediate prospect for this country. Economic measures and devaluation of the guilder have been announced, and this may create social unrest. In his speech yesterday, Commander Bouterse warned the government that his army will not take part in crushing any revolt which might occur as a reaction to what he called the IMF recipe. For the government, it seems a relatively easy task to bring peace in the interior, now that the fighting parties concerned have come together. What will be far more difficult is to ease economic hardships, and their success in doing so will determine if armed conflicts in Suriname shall remain something of the last decade. Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo for BBC Caribbean Report.
The Secretary General of the ACP, Trinidad-born Edwin Carrington, vacates his post this week after more than a dozen years with the Secretariat. One of his final achievements in office was to guide Haiti and the Dominican Republic through to ACP membership amid opposition from some CARICOM governments. And as Mr. Carrington prepares to leave the ACP's top post, the banana row between CARICOM and the Dominican Republic has raised a cloud over his departure, as Sandra Baptiste reports from Brussels.
Mr. Carrington says he's somewhat disappointed that the banana issue is not fully resolved. He says he would much rather have seen more concrete arrangements for continued preferential access for ACP bananas after 1992.
I would have been happier to know when I'm leaving that the banana problem was secure, fully secure. But I'm only leaving the Secretariat. I do not think I'm leaving ACP EEC Corporation.
The Trinidadian-born technocrat leaves the ACP Secretariat on Wednesday after being at the helm for 13 and a half years. He believes the ACP Secretariat is now firmly established as an international institution. But the level of intra-ACP cooperation is another area of disappointment. Mr. Carrington says while the ACP Secretariat is now on a firmer financial footing than in its earlier days, it continues to suffer from a shortage of staff and skilled manpower. And one of his long-standing complaints, the limited powers of the Secretary General, is being seriously tackled as he packs up his bags. A study on the structure and functioning of the Secretariat has just been completed. 51-year-old Mr. Carrington is one of several ACP-EEC candidates in the running for the post of the Director of the Center for the Development of Industry, the CDI, one of the ACP-EEC institutions in Brussels.
Subject to my government wishes, I would like to continue to be in a position to influence what happens in ACPC Corporation for the next decade. Whether I'll have the opportunity or not is another matter.
From all accounts in Brussels, the fight for the position of CDI director will be a tough one. Sandra Baptiste in Brussels for the BBC Caribbean Report.
and Mr. Carrington's departure from the ACP follows his defeat in an election last year, in which Ethiopian Gebrey Behani was voted in to the Secretariat's top post. Many in the Caribbean lamented Mr. Carrington's loss of the job. However, the EEC's delegate in the Caribbean, Mr. Ebhard Stahn, says Mr. Carrington had no chance of being re-elected.
Honestly, nobody could have expected that he would be re-elected. He has been Deputy Secretary General since the beginning of the Lome Convention, and then when there was a change, he has been Secretary General. The ACPs among themselves would like to have that post allocated on a rotational basis. The Caribbean, being one of the smaller groups, had that post and the deputy for now almost 15 years. Honestly, there was no chance, and I'm surprised to see in the local, in the press here in the region, these complaints. The Caribbean has been losing the Secretary General of the Commonwealth first, and now the Secretary General of the ACP. There was no chance to be re-elected, and he shouldn't even have asked for a re-election. If the island in the ACP group